Their shows are described as musical snapshots of life in the Pilbara. Malia is a choir of Indigenous teenage girls based in Cairns. And it was born out of a collaboration between Gondwana choirs and Cat Empire singer Felix Riebel. With songs that blend English with Injabandi, the girls have performed at Dreamtime at the G, the Adelaide Festival, the Invictus Games closing ceremony, and now they're coming to the Sydney Festival. The choir's choreographer, Deborah Brown, tells Rudy Bremer that the choir's name, which comes from the Injabandi word for bush honey, has come to represent the girls themselves.
The name Malia not only represents who they are as a clan, but the song itself is all about friendship and coming together and supporting one another.
Hi, my name's Deborah Brown and I am the choreographer for Spinifex Gum.
For a lot of people, there's that thing of thinking about a choir with choreography and how that, why choirs need to think about choreography.
I like to think of it as the salt added to the dish. You know, that just sort of brings out the flavour a little bit more. That's how I tend to describe it. Because they're a really great collective, these girls. They're such a strong unit together. And I guess it adds this kind of visual boost to the performance. And because I think they're such hard-hitting songs as well, they've got some political and social point of views that they're singing, adding a little bit of choreography just kind of punches it a little more.
I know the girls are singing in a blend of English and Injabandi. Mm-hmm. Were you, when you were thinking about your choreography, were you thinking about dance traditions that come from those areas?
Yeah, that had crossed my mind. I think because we go on a more social angle with the songs, I tended to not really go into the depths of anything too traditional. We did speak to Michael of the Injabandi community, and he gave permission not only for the music and songs and the stories, but also just any movement to go along with it. So there's always those protocols. And coming from Bangarra, I'd already had learnt about the steps that you normally take when you're developing choreography to particular stories from particular regions. But I did tend to stay clear from anything too traditional, well, anything traditional really, because we're not really singing any traditional songs. We're singing more about the social issues around the area.
And I've heard that Felix, when he was thinking about Spinifex Gum, he wanted it to sound unchoir-like.
Yeah.
But what does unchoir-like mean to you?
Unchoir-like. I think maybe there's a little bit more street cred. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it. I certainly think it's the girls themselves as well. They're all Indigenous. A lot of them have Torres Strait background as well. And I'm of Torres Strait Islander descent too. And the singing from that area, from the Torres Straits, has certainly got a different sound to their voices. And I think that quality comes through as well with Malia as a choir. There's just a subtle difference, but there's certainly a different sound that resonates through their voices. Is it something more raw? I'm not sure if that's the right way to describe it, but yeah. I think people sometimes will get, because they're a sort of stem from Gondwana, that there might be a kind of Qantas choir element to them. But I think there's certainly something a bit more raw about these girls.
They put our kids in the system, findings, reports and royal commissions. Yeah. Number statistics when they're making decisions. Assess the risks and build another prison. Got a license for recovery under staff. Positions need filling and they need another guard. Who's lighting their path when they're frightened in the dark? They got spit hoods, understood that it's what they're rude. You expect them to act when they get told they're no good. Stand them in line and you make them go last. False starts, everyone runs past and you tell them catch up while they're choking on dust. Blow it up, throw it up, cover our name on the frame so they know it's us. I tell them where I'm at and they can follow me. Remember that their kids not a campaign policy. I select the individual, separate from the family.
I mean, you've got some special guests that are performing with these girls who certainly have street cred. So
yes.
Briggs is
yeah.
Briggs features on a track called Locked Up.
I like to call him Briggs. I kind of embarrass myself in front of Briggs every time he works with the choir. And I challenge him to emceeing and I fail miserably, but I try my hardest to try and match his skills, much to the entertainment of the Malia girls. But I think Locked Up is a bit of a favourite. What is so amazing about this piece, and what surprised me, because the journey I've taken from when I was first asked to help choreograph on this, I thought, oh, this will just be something temporary and they just need a few little steps. And Felix is just, he aims high, and which is great. And he's so open creatively that any suggestion that I had made, he was like, sure, give it a go. Let's give it a try and match that with the audiovisual that goes on in the background too. It just suddenly became amplified, and I hadn't expected it to be so amplified. And I didn't expect it to certainly become as hard-hitting, particularly when we performed at the Adelaide Festival earlier this year. Just to see the reactions and the emotion from the audience members, I wouldn't say was surprising, but I certainly hadn't really thought about that it was going to reach that level, I think, when I was first asked. So these girls, I think it's unassuming perhaps because we refer to them as girls. So there's that kind of stereotype and, you know, around the word girls. And then they get up on stage and they mean business and they really get people listening. I think that's what it is. They are girls. And I don't think you can underestimate the power. Like, it's so Spice Girls, isn't it? Of girl power. But you can't. When they start singing about these issues, it becomes concerning because they're a great group of young women and this could very much affect them. This brings it home to a lot of people, I think, when they see such beautiful women on stage talking about these issues. So I think having a bit of that almost ethereal, but they're not, you know, not quite that of what a choir usually is. I think when you put those together, it kind of, I think it accesses something in an audience's psyche to make them sit back and register the actual issues and really be affected rather than kind of just read it in social media all the time and let it go 5 seconds later.
Missed you, died too young, 22. When they carried her like a dead kangaroo, found myself back to the same hospital. Who'd assumed that her pain must be invisible? But she cried 3 days about aching while Constable Bond said, nah, she's faking it. Just another junkie who's trying to escape another black troublemaker. Well, I'm not taking it. She's like a 2-year-old, give her paracetamol. Little did they know, except to see me or a taking hold. It's white prejudice digging black holes. Every black death in custody's a black now soul.
I think Miss Dew is another hard-hitting one that they really believe in. They got to meet Jalika's grandmother and mother at the beginning of this year at Adelaide Festival. And I think it was quite an emotional experience just to see how closely connected that story is and to meet the family. So I know that they're all heart whenever they sing that song and they truly believe in it. And I think that's a big thing about as artists is how authentic and how truthful you are with what you're singing. And certainly when Miss Dew comes on, I know that it's 100% all heart when they sing that.
We kind of see this idea of when teen girls and young women are seen to be taking something quite seriously. I mean, we sort of saw a big reaction in the US about Teen Vogue starting to write these very heavy political articles in sort of during the 2016 election sort of race.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden people were kind of cluing into the fact that teen girls are actually thinking about their lives, their futures in exactly the same way that kind of all of us are.
Oh, it's wonderful. It bowls me over every time I sit with these girls, say, before a show when we're waiting around to go on stage or during rehearsals or we've gone on a dinner break and I sit with them and their minds are like, there was no way, I don't recall thinking that way when I was their age. And I feel as though over the last couple of decades, and I know that it's been worked on for many decades now, but I do believe that a great shift has happened and continues to happen, that there's this permission for women to think and think out loud. I think a lot of women are afraid to speak up, but now, and particularly sitting with these girls, they're certainly a lot more clued in than I think I was at their age. It comes down to around their families, their community, also the accessibility to information that we have now. And also I would give credit to Felix and Ollie and particularly Lynn. Lynn is such a great role model as well as their conductor. And I'd like to think that I have some kind of good influence on them too, being a woman and also Indigenous, having Torres Strait background, that there's something positive that stands in front of them or stands beneath them and supports them, because that's what we're doing. We're supporting these girls. They're the ones that we're really fighting for and wanting them to sort of feel elevated and strong.
Miss Jude died too young, 22, when they carried her like a dead kangaroo. And we wish that it wasn't true, but it is. So the next question is, what are we gonna do?
That was Malia choreographer Deborah Brown speaking with Rudy Bremer. You can see the girls perform along with special guests including Briggs, Emma Donovan and Peter Garrett at the Sydney Opera House on the 25th of January. It's part of the 2019 Sydney Festival. We'll have a link to the program on our website.